What's up, everybody? It's David Kesey, head coach and founder of the league and creator of Sales Impact Academy. And today I want to give you three things that you must master if you want to win in 2018. Sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode of Find a Way Daily. We can be all that much better.
Do you know somebody who has a lot of talent but doesn't do anything with it?
This ability to influence, make that happen. What is possible for you is endless. What is stopping you is just an illusion. All right, it's after the new year. We've got a lot of inspiration going. We've got a lot of like, that's it, I'm gonna do it. Okay, we got this going. And you know what happens every year? Every year, obstacles come in the way. Every year, the storms roll in certain times throughout the year to hit your goal. And I wanna coach you on something really quick that I just wanna give you a little bit of I wanna lay the groundwork of what you know you're gonna need, right? And when I say these things, you're gonna be like, yep, I need that. And you know, this is something that we talk about a lot at Sales Impact Academy, but I wanna give you this for free, okay? Because I just wanna make sure that you are setting yourself up to win. Because what a lot of people do is they go into the new year and they've got the same old habits, but they want different results. They have the same strategy, but they want different results. And so I want to just give you a little bit of groundwork here. It's going to be a short, quick coaching session, and I just want you to be able to implement some of these things. So get out your journal and get ready for some stuff, okay? So number one, the first thing that you are going to need if you want to win in 2018, number one, you got to have skills. What skills did you not have last year that stopped you from hitting your goals, right? Like I always talk about the gap that we have. At the beginning of the year, there's where we are now, there's where we want to go, and there's that gap in the middle. Well, I always call that a gap tax. Whatever skills you don't have that are costing you from not getting to your goal, that's a gap tax, and you will be charged on that by the end of the year, no matter what. So what skills do you need to develop? For most of the people watching this video right now, you need to up your level of influence. You need to learn how to influence on social media. You need to learn how to influence face-to-face. You need to learn how to influence on video. You need to get on a presentation and be able to sell somebody into working with you. For most people, influence is the game changer that changes everything for you. I'm blown away by how many people get into sales industries or they go to run a business and they don't have any sales or business background. Like what you wouldn't go into, I have no baseball background, but I'm gonna try to be a professional baseball player. That would never work. I have no musical background, but I'm gonna go try to start a rock band and right out of the gate, I don't need to learn anything. There are certain skills that you're gonna need to develop. Are you a professional or an amateur? Because one of the things that separates the professional from the amateur is the professional doesn't just have talent. Look, I know you have talent. That's why you even have goals, because you know that you're capable of it. But talent will get beat by somebody with a lot of skill. Talent is something that you're born with. It's something that you just kind of have. Skill is something that you develop over hours and hours and hours of practice. So what skill specifically, let's zero in on it. What skill specifically do you need to master for you to hit those goals and lower that gap tax for you? The second thing that you're gonna need is you're gonna need a solid strategy. Now, I didn't say business plan, because let me ask you something. You ever set goals at the beginning of the year and had a business plan for the year, and you ever know somebody that did that and then didn't follow it? Maybe somebody that you know personally. That's because long-term business, look, the economy is changing so fast, the market is changing so fast, you need a 90-day strategy. Take that long-term goal that you have, break it down into a 90-day strategy. What can you do? What is working? And here's the questions I would ask you. Number one, what do you need to add that you didn't do last year? What do you need to start doing that, if we're being honest, you've just been resisting it just because A, you maybe didn't have the skill, or maybe you just, I don't like that. You know, doing video, David, I just don't like it. It doesn't matter if you like it, your consumer likes it, you need to get on board and you need to do that. Is that a strategy you need to take on? Like, what do you need to add? Second thing is, what do you need to stop doing? What did you do last year that, if you and I are being really honest, it didn't work? You did a ton of it, right? I see a lot of agents. They make a ton of phone calls, thousands of phone calls, but they don't get listings. Thousands of certain things that they're doing, they put in all this work, they knock all these doors, they make all these calls, and they don't get results. If you put in a year of effort and it didn't get you the results you want, you either need to tweak something or you need to ditch that altogether. So are there things that you need to stop doing? Maybe procrastinating on your prospecting and lead generation is something. I don't know what it is for you, but you need to figure out what you need to stop doing. Then there's the third section is, what do you need to do more of? What did you test? What did you tweak that you were like, oh my gosh, I got a little bit of results there. Maybe I should go all in on that. Did you run a Facebook ad that started to get some results, but you just didn't go all in on spending the money? Did you do a couple open houses? houses? Did you do a couple of events? What did you do that got some results, but you were just, I got lazy, I didn't get to it. What do you need to do more of? And the last one is, what do you need to do less of? What did you do that, you know, if we're being honest, it's just not a big use of your time, right? Did you work too much on administrative stuff? Did you spend too much time on $9 an hour activities instead of the $1,000 activities or the high paying productive activities that you're supposed to be doing? What do you need to do less of? Because you and I both know that if you develop your skills and we weaponize you, where you just go in and you can close and you can sell and you're influential, you're going to win the game. And then if we have the right strategy for you, which is the second thing, you're going to dominate, which is what we want to do. And the last one, this, I want you to write this down, because if you don't have this, strategy and skills are irrelevant. I know a lot of people who have really good skills, they just have these minimum wage habits. They got $1 million skills, minimum wage habits. And that's because they don't have the third thing that I want you to write down, and that is structure. And structure is the combination of systems, accountability, and discipline. If you don't have a framework or a structure that you're operating within, all of a sudden you start to think that you're not disciplined. Look, it's not that you're not disciplined. It's not that. You know, let me ask you something. Do you brush your teeth every day? I would think most of the people, hopefully 99.9% of the people on this training right now, they brush their teeth every single day. Why? Why do you? It would feel weird if you didn't brush your teeth, right? So you're disciplined around that. You're disciplined in other areas of your life. The question is, how do we get you disciplined in the area that you need to be disciplined? And the answer, my friend, is structure. You need to set up systems, procedures of how you do it. Then you need to set up accountability. Who are you going to report to? How are you going to surround yourself with the right people that forces you to do it? Every single year, when I'm like, I'm pretty good at working out every single day and eating decent. I do occasionally eat that chocolate ice cream on Sundays, but most of the time I'm pretty good. But when I start to fall off the wagon of my working out, you know what I do? I enroll somebody who's more fit than I am. And I say, I'm going to report to you. And every time I don't show up at the gym, I owe you $100. Every time if I show up late, I owe you $100. That's accountability. I have to do it. There's consequences. And I'm surrounding myself with people that are better in that area than I am. It forces me to raise my game. Okay. So I hope you got a lot out of this. I hope you have these three things, because you and I both know this, if you're going to change the game for yourself in 2018, you're going to find a way to win. You're going to need skills. You're going to need strategy, and you're going to need structure. You know, we talk a lot about this, about Sales Impact Academy. If you haven't checked that out, I highly recommend that you go check out Sales Impact Academy. But until next time, I hope you got a lot out of this. I hope you put a lot in your journal. And more importantly, freaking go implement. Don't just sit here and listen to me like, yay, that was entertaining, I'm going to the next video. Don't do that. Go out and execute, because you and I both know whoever executes the best this year is going to win the game, okay? Until next time, go out there every single day of your life and relentlessly go find a way to win. I'll talk to you next time.